The Victorian government today unveiled a big spending plan to encourage people to move to regional cities. The blueprint includes shifting public sector jobs from Melbourne to regional towns, as well as upgrades to universities and infrastructure. But one demographer says the plan is largely cosmetic state election spin. Kelly Lazzaro reports.
The Victorian government's blueprint promises $630 million to revitalise country towns. There'd be an advertising campaign to boost regional tourism, upgrades to universities to lure students from the city, and the relocation of 400 Melbourne-based public service jobs to provincial towns. But Dr Bob Birrell from Monash University's Centre for Population and Urban Research says the population push would have only a marginal impact.
Melbourne's population growth is overwhelmingly driven by the arrival of overseas migrants, and currently at least 90% of them settle in Melbourne, and there's very little that would attract them out of Melbourne to provincial cities, but especially as most are from non-English-speaking background countries, and there simply aren't the services or community available in those country towns which would attract such people. It may be that the government might capture some long-standing residents who are fed up with the high cost and congestion of Melbourne who could be attracted to a country town. In that sense, offering a few additional jobs, improving educational opportunities could help there, but I don't think it'll have much impact.
So what would it take to encourage migrants to provincial towns if net overseas migration is the main cause of Melbourne's population growth?
Well, what would do it would be a recession in Melbourne. We saw that in the early 90s when thousands upon thousands of people left the city when it was in the doldrums. The Victorian government is certainly not offering to turn off the economic growth tap in Melbourne, quite the contrary. So short of a major economic setback in Melbourne, I can't see much chance of people moving in large numbers to regional cities. The federal and state governments have tried to develop new migration visa categories which encourage or induce migrants to settle in regional areas. But again, these have largely been unsuccessful because they're not really serious. These visa categories don't actually require migrants to settle and stay in regional areas. Once they become permanent residents, they're quite free to move.
Do you think it's all a bit of pre-election spin and not really going to achieve much?
Yeah, I think it's undoubtedly a set of election proposals because at the same time as the Brumby government is talking about decentralisation, it's also busily providing for the expansion of Melbourne. It's just about to release some 50,000 hectares for new developments on Melbourne's urban frontier, and that's deliberately designed to keep Melbourne competitive relative to Sydney and southeast Queensland and attracting people to the cities.
Melbourne's population is predicted to reach 6.5 million by 2050, and Professor Ian Burnley from the University of New South Wales says for the past few years, Melbourne's annual rate of population growth has outpaced Sydney's.
Sydney was becoming the global city in the past, and maybe some of the global economic activities are now spreading to Melbourne and also to Brisbane. Brisbane's just passed the 2 million population mark, and Melbourne has certainly this year passed the 4 million population mark. Sydney's growth has slowed down, and I think housing costs are a factor in Sydney as well.
Professor Ian Burnley also blames economic factors for Sydney's population slowdown.
Things have been more sluggish in Sydney in recent years, and if things continued, Melbourne could catch up to Sydney in population size in 20 years. But it's hard to say whether that's going to happen or whether we'll go back to the older population cycles that we had.
Professor Ian Burnley from the University of New South Wales, ending Kelly Lazzaro's report.